Scott Woods is doing an old-time country and fiddling show on June 4th at the Community Hall in Bossier. Tickets are available for purchase at Bossier Music on 3rd Street South. Scott was traveling near Bossier, and I was able to invite him to the studio to talk with him about the show. Hi, Scott. I'm glad to have you here.
Hi, Lane. Thanks for having me here. It's great.
You're a Canadian Grandmaster's Fiddle Champion. Let's start with that. I don't think you come upon that quickly.
No, actually, I started playing the violin when I was 4 years old. I studied classical violin music and piano and theory and guitar and drums and every other instrument you can imagine. But violin was the main focus of my musical upbringing. I'm the youngest of four, and so my older sisters and my brother were playing the violin. My dad also played the fiddle. He played old-time fiddle music, like Don Messer-style music. And, in fact, he had a dance band back, started in the 1940s, 1944. He was 12 years old, started a dance band called the Merv Woods Orchestra, and continued right through until he passed away in 2003. So I was hearing this music when I was young, and basically I just was gravitated towards the old-time music, and with the classical background, I was given a good foundation to be able to play different styles of music.
So how does one become a grandmaster?
Well, when I was young, I started competing at the fiddling competitions across Canada. In Manitoba, I was here several times. In fact, I was the guest the very first time at the Winston Simpson Carmen Fiddle Festival. That would have been 1986. I was 15 years old, and it was the first year they had the contest there. I was at other contests in Manitoba, Holland, Austin, in Saskatchewan, Prince Albert, Estevan, and across Ontario. Of course, the big one in Shelburne, Ontario, the Canadian Open. I was able, very fortunate to win that a couple of times, 1993 and 1996. And the Canadian Grand Masters is an invitational competition that you kind of build up points at the smaller competitions across the country, and then five of the best fiddlers from each province are invited to represent their province in Ottawa, in Nepean, at the Centrepointe Theatre. And then you compete with your peers from across the country, and they name a grandmaster fiddler at the end of the day. And so I was very fortunate to win that a couple of times in 1998 and 1999.
This is a family show, if I understand. It's old-time music, but all ages, really.
That's right. I mean, primarily we cater to seniors because we play, I guess they best describe it as Don Messer-style music. We old-time fiddle variety show, five-piece band, fiddle, piano, bass, drums, and guitar. But everybody's versatile. The guitar player sings. The bass player also plays the guitar and the mandolin and the fiddle, and he is 16 years old. He's a champion step dancer. And it's my mom, actually, that's playing the piano, and my niece that's playing the drums. So it's a family organization on the stage. Three of the five of us are family. And then at the other end of the spectrum, it's also a family-oriented show. We play a lot of fundraising concerts for churches and charities. A lot of times we play right in churches. And so it's a very clean, family-oriented show. People can say they can bring their grandparents or their grandkids and enjoy the show.
Okay, I've got in my notes something that says you're a flippin' fiddler.
I've been called worse. Yes, actually, when I was quite young, about 11 years old, I started doing a novelty. Some of the fiddle contests decided to have a fun class. It's all very serious competition. You know, you play a waltz, jig, and reel, and the judges sit with headphones and they analyze you every little scratch of the bow. And so to try and ease the pressure at these competitions, the organizers at some of the festivals decided to have a novelty or a trick and fancy class where you can basically do anything your imagination will allow with a fiddle. Well, I was young and I had too much spare time, and Al Cherney and Graham Townsend used to do some tricks where they play behind their back and under the leg. Well, I copied that. But I also came up with a routine where I do kind of a back flip, a back somersault, laying on my back and then kick my feet over and then play behind my back. And then I do a front running somersault. I need about 25 feet of space to do it. And I run and I play as I do this somersault. usually without missing a beat, usually without falling or busting anything.
but you've fallen.
Well, I haven't busted anything, but I have slid across the stage. If the stage is slippery, sometimes I slide into a mic stand or a piano, or I've landed with my feet off the stage. But most of my body was still on the stage, and it's sometimes I don't have quite enough room, and I still try it. But I will be doing this in Beausejour here on the 4th of June for sure. The tricks, and including short of me falling and busting my neck between now and then, I will be doing the front running somersault, flipping fiddler.
Well, that's what we could look forward to. If people want to check out details about your show and your tour schedule, maybe they're going to be somewhere else where you're going to perform. Where would they find those details?
Well, the easiest way is online if you have access to the internet at scottwoods.ca. Our tour schedule is there. We're traveling right across the country with our Cross Canada tour. And the other way you can do it is 1-855-SCOTT-WOODS. And that will ring you right into our office at home. Carrie is our tour manager, and she knows all of the details about all of the shows. And she tells us where to go every day. We play just about every day, too. We're on the road a lot. We do between 100 and 150 dates per year across the country, sometimes in the States as well. Next year, we're going to be doing a fair bit in the United States, but right across the country, usually from coast to coast. And like I say, most of them are fundraisers for churches and charities, and a lot of the money from our shows is staying right in the community. And that's kind of just a bonus for us because we play the music we love. And we can help out those communities as well along the way.
So tell us a little bit about this show. The poster I'm looking at says All Aboard.
Well, that's right. A lot of the communities we play are on kind of an annual basis where we will play in that town or that area. And then the next year when we come on our tour, we're in similar area again. And one of my personal pet peeves is if you go and see an artist play and then you go and see them again and they do the exact same show and the same jokes and the same tunes and the same arrangements. And so I always decided early on that I wasn't going to do that. I was going to bring a brand new show, new concept, new theme, new tunes, new music. New in the sense that it's not what we had done, not necessarily that it's a new composition. So our show this year is called All Aboard. And we have been in Pinawa. We've been in Winnipeg. We've been in some of the areas not too far from Beausejour before with different themes shows. All Aboard is obviously a train theme. We start off with the Orange Blossom Special, and we do a lot of the cliche train songs, country music, some fiddle music, gospel music, step dancing, of course. We do train songs like the Wabash Cannonball and the Wreck of the Old 97, Orange Blossom Special, of course. And it's a scripted show. It's not really just a concert where the band kind of walks on the stage and says, okay, now, folks, we're going to play this tune, and then after that we'll play another tune. And it's all scripted. There's a narrator that's pre-recorded that is kind of the conductor on our fictitious train, and the conductor takes us across the country. The train pulls out at the beginning of the show from Vancouver and heads east across the country and ends up in Halifax. And along the way, we play the Blue Canadian Rockies, say, as we're crossing the Rockies. And the narrator has some silly stories and reminiscing about life on the railroad and how the railroad connected our country and made us truly Canadian. It's a really interesting concept, the way the show works. People often comment after the show, they couldn't believe 2 hours went by so quickly that all of a sudden, you know, it's 9 o'clock or shortly after nine and the show is over. And they're like, wow, what happened to the time? We talk about Hank Snow, of course. He had his big hit in 1950, I'm Moving On, about that big eight-wheeler rolling down the track means his true loving baby ain't coming back. You know, and so we play songs like that. We talk about Don Messer. Don Messer was, of course, huge in the 60s on the television, prior to that on the radio. And a Canadian institution, really. And so the narrator talks about sneaking into the back of an old dance hall and watching the people swish around the hardwood floor at one of those dances by Don Messer and the Islanders. And we play the opening theme from Don Messer's Jubilee, Going to the Barn Dance Tonight. That's kind of the way the show works, and it's a very, very interesting concept. It's been very well received already in the places that we have performed. And we're really excited to bring it to Beausejour this time on the 4th of June.
So it sounds like a lot of good stories and a lot of good music. Everyone's going to want to come out. Maybe they need a little taste of
sure.
What you can do. He's sitting here with his violin, or what do you call it, a fiddle?
Well, a fiddle or a violin, either one. I refer to them back and forth. Generally, people say violin if they're talking about playing Mozart or Beethoven or Bach. And they usually say Don Messer or Al Cherney or Graham Townsend, and they talk about a fiddle. Somebody said the difference between a fiddler and a violinist is a $300 tuxedo, so I'm not sure if that's
true
or not.
He's wearing sensible shoes.
Okay.
Here's a little taste of Scott Woods. Very nice. I'd like to thank you for spending time with me today. It was nice to hear about the show. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Lane. Appreciate your support here, and good luck with the radio here. And we hope to see a lot of your listeners at our show on June the 4th.
They'll be there. Remember, tickets to see Scott Woods and his band perform their All Aboard show are available at Bozeger Music on 3rd Street South. That show is June 4th. Don't miss it.